Hello, and thanks for being with us here on The New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Micah Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shadarel. Hello. Today on our discussion, we'd like to talk about goals in a world where there's connection between people. On our two previous discussions, we talked about how do we define our goals in life and what are the ways to achieve them. And now we want to leap into the future. And the direction of our development as human beings is towards a state where there will be better connections between us. A state where there will be a warm, mutual feeling between us. We'd like to leap into the future and say that, yeah, we have developed, we're advancing, and the society that we live in became a warmer, more connected, interconnected society. How do we set goals in this kind of a society? How do we achieve them? Yael, please. In this new world where we're all interconnected, we said that nature is developing in this direction towards better relations between us, warmer relations. The work is more collective, team-oriented. We'd like to understand what are the phases towards the realization of the goals, what are the forces that are motivating me, what gives me the motivation in order to achieve my goals in this kind of a world, and eventually, when I have achieved the goal, what do I feel? And let's start from the very first phase. What goals will there be in this connected world, as opposed to the goals that we have today? If we completely disconnect from today and jump into the future, yeah, we jump into the new world. I think that we can see it also today, because according to the younger generation, we see that they have no motivation. They don't want to do anything. And why is that? Because a person starts feeling that personally, individually, as if there's nothing appealing ahead, nothing that I would like to achieve, but were people to unite together, they would feel that they do have a certain goal worthwhile of achieving. This is a phenomenon that people still don't feel, but it already exists. Meaning that the future states along the way are such that will be felt by a united group, and the goals which will unravel to humanity are such goals that will be seen as goals only by united groups and not by an individual person. An individual person will feel himself, a person on his own, will feel himself disoriented without any place. Up, down, right, left. He doesn't have any... He's sitting idle. Because the whole human framework is becoming as a global, as one global integral network. And whoever is aimed according to his inner frequency, his inner feeling towards that network, he'll feel that he has some kind of a connection, some kind of a mutual sense, something towards that network. And then the advancing towards it, coming closer to it, he'll see it as something beneficial, or on the contrary, as a loss. Whereas a person who doesn't have the feeling of connection on the inside, the feeling of a society, the feeling of the network, he as if doesn't have the same program that connects him to the world. And he'll feel himself as if he's in a jungle or in a desert. And how is it possible to improve the feeling of the network? You said there are those that feel and those that don't. From what I understand, everyone would like to feel it. I think that this will be the main new education which we will have to give everyone, but especially the younger generation. already now we have to give the younger generation, those that are growing. We see that at the ages of 20, 30, 35, people's senses are as if degenerating. There are no goals. There's a general feeling of that you're lost, that you don't have any goals, nothing to aspire for. If it's an immediate goal, then okay. Yeah, we'll sit in a coffee shop and we'll text each other and 2 hours go by and great, we'll be in touch and that's it. That means that we're having a good time. Meaning, there's nothing. There's nothing up ahead that's appealing, that pushes, that's something. And a person, he doesn't feel it as any kind of flaw because he never felt that this thing exists. And he also sees that this is what's happening with others around him. So he's used to it, that this is life. And when will he feel that it's a flaw? This is the work that we have to start doing. Otherwise, only when there will come blows from nature that nonetheless, somehow people will have to advance and this will cost them dearly. The problem is that our advancement is not on the level where we have to attain food, shelter, medical services or such things which are essential for life, as if these are things that we already arranged for ourselves. But the blows will come as a result of us being incorrectly connected, not being correctly arranged as members of society, such that a nation consists of. And this is where we'll feel blows. People will start feeling, how to put it, blows not in the direction of that we're lacking food or different services. No, they'll feel that this emptiness in life will give them unease. And then they'll come through drugs, through alcohol, through different such things to a different way of living. In short, it's a long walk unless we start the right kind of education. I think that part of the people are already feeling this unease that you're talking about. And talking about setting goals in life, then people, they change their goals and they feel that even if their goals are fulfilled, the fulfillment is very short, and after that there is the same emptiness and again the search for something to fulfill that emptiness. And here part of the people already feel that there is this kind of an emptiness where a person is constantly working or is searching for ways to escape it by setting different goals that he thinks that these are the ones that will make it go away through drugs and so on. Yeah, but it's because of lack of purpose. What goals will we have in this new world? We can't see them. We can't see them, and there's a problem here. We can't see the goal because we don't have a new sense, which is a team sense, a collective sense. A sense that comes as a result of the connection between people. Meaning, we're entering some kind of a period of development. I can't say how long that period is. Maybe it's a period and then another one and another one, like we had many such in the past. But we see in the future that ahead of us is such a period where we see nothing ahead, unless we first of all equip ourselves with team senses, collective senses, the senses of society that come out of connection. It's not that I need my eyes, I need the eyes of the group. It's not that I need my ears, but the ears of the group. There should be like an image of one person made out of many people that want to be connected into one image. And then through that image, I start seeing life and its goals and how to achieve them, everything through the mutual sense. Will there be any personal goals in that state? There will be personal goals, but only to the extent to which they are a part of the group. I can't realize them otherwise. I have no personal goal. If the personal goal is inside the group and is achieved together with it, but a group consists of individuals, the individuals disappear in the group, but they're still individuals. Without individuals, there's no group. But our goal is a collective goal. Obviously, but beyond the collective goal that everyone aspires for as a group, as a team, there's still people there. Beyond the collective goal, will they also have a personal goal? No. What personal goal could there be? Family life? Of course, but these aren't goals. We're not talking about that. What are we talking about then? We're talking about the goal, the purpose of life. Excuse me, but I don't understand. Food, sex, family, is that a problem? You needn't make any concessions in this respect. In this respect, everyone should have what they need. But where will a person live? Where is his soul? Aspirations, desires, thoughts, advancement. He'll feel all these things inside the group, because through it, he'll attain life on a higher level. He'll start discerning between the life that he feels through his body and the life that he feels through the connection with everyone, which is called through the soul, which is a completely different world, a different level of life, existence, goals, achievements, forces. It's different. It's like a cat can't understand the human being the very same way we can't understand this image that we will put together if we will correctly connect between us. Inside this new connection, which I understand is the new code of life in the new connected society, there will probably be personal tasks, goals in favor of everyone, in favor of the collective connection, not something that harms anyone. Of course, it can't be any other way. So this is what I'm talking about. How does an individual then, in an integral, connected, interconnected society, sets personal goals? He has no personal goals. But you just told me he has his personal task. You have yours, I have mine. Where? In this kind of society. What? We're doing everything together all the time. No, I probably didn't explain. People live in our world. Yes. Okay, instead of working as individuals that are colliding with each other all the time, like they're doing today, that I set my goals that are in collision with the goals of others, that creates destructive competition, they act as one body. Everything that has to do with our world, they will arrange it in a simple way. Simple how? Will there be personal goals there? No. I'll explain what the personal goals will be. Everything that has to do with our body and has to be realized by our body, these are the goals on the animate level. Food. Obviously, I have to get food. Sex, I have to have sex, obviously. I need a family, I do. In this respect, everyone will have what they need, and no one will require more than he needs. It won't worry me? Ah, that's the question. Because nothing will worry you aside of attaining the collective goal in your group, in your society, where there, inside that society, you have life on a different level, on the human level, on a spiritual level. And therefore, in the materialistic life, we will come to a simple realization. Will there be scientists? Sure. Will there be educators, teachers? Sure. Will there be musicians? Of course. Suppose you're a violinist. Will you have a personal goal? To play the best possible way I can in order to be included in society and help others to connect. Because through the connection between people, to the extent to which I cause that, I achieve the personal purpose of my life within everyone else. So let's take today's violinist versus tomorrow's violinist. Tomorrow means that we all understand that the great goal is to feel connected as one man and one heart. It's not a goal, it's the means. So what's the great goal? The great goal is to feel the source of life. To feel... to feel, how do I benefit everyone? That's the goal. Love another as thyself. Okay, so let's take today's violinist versus tomorrow's violinist. Suppose I'm truly a great talent. And I suppose my goal would be to be the best violinist in the world. Sure. In tomorrow's world, what will be my personal goal as a violinist, as a very talented one? To be the best in the world. So it's the same goal, yeah? But you told me there are no personal goals. No, because today your goal is to be the best violinist. It means to get a lot of money, honor, where the urge for it comes from your ego. It's personal, right? Yeah. And to be the best violinist in the world, in tomorrow's world, you do it not out of your ego, but out of love for others. Not love for oneself at the expense of others, but you serve others. It is completely different. From the beginning to the end of the work, completely different. And this kind of tendency, this attitude, allows you to feel all of reality through the heart and mind and all of the senses of society. And then you see the higher world. Not feeling the animate world, as we do today, as human society does today, through our five bodily senses, where our body is on the animate level. But you will feel it through the five senses of the collection of all of the desires and aspirations of the members of the group, the friends, where then you will feel it on a higher level, where instead of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, touch, you'll feel it through senses called Keter Chochma Bina, Zeranpin and Malchut. On my way to realize my personal goal of becoming the number one violinist in tomorrow's world, will I measure my advancement? Sure. Will I measure it the same way I'm measuring it today? Am I becoming number one in the world, or will it be different? It will be the very opposite. How? To what extent do I do it, despite my ego, only in favor of society, and I take into account what's good for them, only for them, and not for myself, where I truly serve them, not that I take them to serve my pocket and pride, but I take myself in order to serve them. This is the complete opposite approach called bestowal, or in Hebrew, ol chozer, meaning reflected light. And by that, we start seeing reality through the collection of people. And what we see then is called the spiritual world. What will organizations or nations or countries want in that world that you're describing now? What will their goals be? Same goals. To live in the higher world. I don't understand what you mean by higher world. Of course you don't. You don't feel it. What, we'll take a spaceship and move to Mars? No. It means that we'll take our cells and invert our cells. How? Inverting our cells meaning that instead of constantly thinking about ourselves, we'll think about others. So you're talking about new relations between an individual and society? I'm talking about an opposite perception of reality for each and everyone. What do you mean by perception of reality? A person's attitude towards society? Towards the entire world? Suppose towards society. What do you mean that something inverts there? What changes? Where instead of using the others in my own favor, I use myself in favor of others. And what will give a person the strength to make that transition? Either very big problems such that it's better to die than keep on living this way, and a person won't be able to die, but he'll have to transform, invert himself, or integral education, new education, the wisdom of connection that we have to give a person, because as a result of our good attitude towards them, we don't want a person to experience such problems that he'll want to connect against his nature. Today we see that there are people that are more focused on a certain goal in their personal life, and there are those that are less, there are those that are stronger, and those that are weaker. We gave a very strong example of a person that wants to be the number one violinist in the world. He's very strong. You told me what his motivation will be today, and what will it be tomorrow. But most of the people don't have such aspirations to be number one in something. What about those people which are not target-oriented, are not that persistent and strong? Everyone. How will they function in such a society where everyone wants in favor of everyone else? They don't have the strength to do something themselves. What will they do in that society? They will get the strength to donate to society. And the more strength they'll have, the more they'll use it in order to connect with society, immerse in it, and through that they will get a tremendous fulfillment. Where will they take the strength from? Today they barely move themselves. They flow with life. From society. Today they're not getting it from society because society is not encouraging them, warming them up, shaking them up. Society simply doesn't relate to them at all. But if you come up and start awakening them, each and every one can give you plenty of strength. How will you awaken me? Suppose I'm a person who has no goals in life. I flow with life. Whatever happens, happens. And you can't interest me in anything which is beyond the radius of the 1 meter that I see today. If you talk to me about next month, you're talking to me about the far future. I don't know what you're talking about. You're a strong, focused person, and I'm the kind that just let me flow with life. In tomorrow's society, how do you encourage me, give me ambitions, goals, strength? How do you make me like you? Sharp and flying like a missile towards the goal. There is no such person that, if he is a human being, not on the animate level, if his development is beyond the animate level and he is on the human level. What's the difference between the human level and the animate level? First of all, envy, lust, and honor. This is something that everyone has, even if I don't know who and what he is. So I simply need to shake him up in a smart way through his close environment within this 1 meter that he sees, to the extent to which you hit him with envy, lust, or honor in the simplest way, through his kids, through his wife, through different things. You start shaking him up. He starts warming up. He starts coming out of his animalistic balance where he really doesn't want anything besides, leave me alone, I just want to lay on the couch watching TV and that's it. So, there are means to shake everyone up. Previously you talked about encouragement, I didn't hear anything about that till now. Wait a second, to encourage you how? You said so. No, first of all, to shake you up a bit so you'll become more sensitive. Because you're as if senseless. It's not that I'm senseless. I'm simply not goal-driven. Nature made you goal-driven, and I'm not. So what? You want to force me to be like you? No, God forbid. I'm sorry, mister. 99.99% of the population are like you. Yeah, just one person wants to be the best violinist in the world. No, we're saying that inside this radius of 1 meter of yours, we can find nice goals to show you how much you benefit if you participate with everyone. Suppose in your area, in your neighborhood, in your building, in the supermarket where you buy, at work, in different places. We come to you in order to show you how much better the services around you can be, more convenient. Services that you want, right? Yeah. You, the kids, everyone. So we come to show you how much you benefit if we'll participate in this and that way. I want to specify my question. Today, most of the public are not goal-driven people. They don't have big ambitions. They flow with life completely, all of society, not only a part of it. There are only a few that are goal-driven, that dedicate their life for big achievements. You said that in tomorrow's society, everyone will feel as one, connected, a good, beautiful, nice picture. I'm not talking about the big shots. I'm asking about the majority of the public. What is their place? What is my goal as a person who is not goal-driven? What is my goal? To contribute to society as much as you can. But I'm not that way. That's what I'm saying. No one is that way. Did I tell you that this is how someone is? No one's that way. 100% of the population are like you. No one's born wanting to contribute to others, to give to others. Only someone who's insane. No one wants to. I'm not telling you that it's for these unique individuals. No one wants to contribute to others, but we have to set examples. We have to bring a method, a teaching, how to open a person's awareness that he will benefit 1,000 times more if he will be a bit more connected to others. I'll benefit 1,000 times more? Yes. And this is what will motivate me to contribute? You're not contributing. It's only called so that you're contributing. And also no one is demanding you to contribute. But to the extent to which you invest in society, it's like an investment company. The more you invest in it, you get 1,000 times in return. Is it worthwhile doing? Sure it is. That's it. Egoistically. I'm not telling you to go and love everyone and contribute to everyone. I'm telling you that there is a very special thing here. If we connect in favor of our environment, our society, together, to the extent to which you invest, you start getting profits in return, a great reward. What is the pleasure that he will eventually get in return, both materialistic and also spiritual? What is spiritual? Satisfaction. When you feel satisfied, I have a good feeling today as well when I achieve my goal, and also the violinist. He fills up halls, he comes out of a concert, all happy. Of course. So what will I have 1,000 times greater tomorrow? Wait a second, we're not talking about the violinist, we're talking about most of the population. Okay, we understand that. The investment will give you 1,000 times greater return. Clear. Let's go back to the violinist. Today, I am number one in the world. I'm truly satisfied. In tomorrow's society, the connected society, what will be my satisfaction? As a violinist? Yes. That I contributed to people. There I will feel 1,000 times more satisfied? Yes. How? Today I'm already number one. I get respect, money, everything. The vessel is very limited. What do you mean? Very limited. It's all in all how much money and how much you live off people. You're not achieving something beyond your own level. You're all in all getting from them. The applause they're giving you and all those things, and that you make the headlines and so on. When you contribute to society, you start seeing the higher world through society, eternity, perfection, the higher harmony. And not that you're simply making another million and they're yelling bravo, another 1,000 people yelled bravo. You yourself are rising to a higher level, to a new world. New world. It's something impossible to convey in words, but that's the benefit. That's the difference between man and beast. Now he's a beast, He'll contribute to society. He'll be a man. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Our time's up. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.